verse 42 to 16, verse 8. And when the evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in the tomb that he had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled the stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, saw where he was laid. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought the spices, so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in the white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Ash, your chocolates are here. As much as I'd love to enjoy them during the talk, I think you might have them for someone else. And Nikki, I'm going to give you this Bible here to brilliant. Please do keep your Bible open on page 853. That's going to be a great help for you and a great help for me as we get into this bit of the Bible. And I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask for God's help for all of us as we think about these words that Ash has just read out for us. So let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you are a God who speaks. And we pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, here's a question for you. How can you know if something has really happened? How can you know if something has really happened? I mean, at the start of our service, we said those two sentences, didn't we? The leader said, Steve said, "Christ is risen," and you all shouted out, "He's risen indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah." But how can we be sure that it really, really happened? I'm sure many of you guys have seen in the news recently that NASA has sent a rocket off to the moon. Who's seen that in the news? Anyone seen it? A few of us have seen it, not everyone. Guys, where have you been? This is like the big news. It's like good news for once. They've sent this rocket off to the moon. But who here has seen it with their own eyes? I'd be very impressed if someone was there. I'm not expecting anyone has actually seen it. No, me neither. I was not there in Florida. But we know that it was shot off to the moon. How do we know that? Well, we saw it on the news. How can we be sure if something really happened? Why don't you turn to your neighbor and think about that question for a moment. How can you be sure about things really happening? I'm going to grab a microphone from Steve in a moment, and I'm going to come and ask you for some thoughts. Thank you. Yeah. How can we be sure if things have really happened? Does anybody want to share some thoughts that they had? Dudu, how can we be sure if things really happened?
I think I'm like a doubting Thomas, so I'll just want to witness it myself.
Yes, so you want to witness it yourself. So perhaps how can we be sure if it really happened? Well, finding someone that was there, who witnessed it with their own eyes. Yes, fantastic, Dudu, thank you. Any other thoughts? Anyone else who has an idea for how we can be sure if it really happened?
We need to look at the evidence very carefully, what we can see around the subject that might give us evidence that it happened, yes. But beware of fake news.
Indeed, looking for evidence, but being aware of fake news. Any other thoughts? I'm coming over this way.
Because there was a video of it.
Yes, finding a video of it. That was really helpful for the space launch, wasn't it? We know that it happened because there was lots of videos.
And also, because, well, me and Mummy learnt about all the things that had gone before it at the Space Museum in Leicester.
Indeed, yes, going to find experts, or asking our parents, or going to a museum. I've got time for one more thought here from all the way at the back. I'm coming at the back here. Hopefully this is not going to give us loads of feedback when I walk this far back. One last thought.
If it was real, it would be attracting.
Say again?
If it was real, it would be attracting.
Yeah, it would be attractive. If it really happened, it would be attractive. Thank you so much for sharing. Well, we're going to come to our Bibles now. Open your Bible, if you've closed it, to page 853. And we're going to think about some of the things that we see there about the resurrection. Because if we're honest, how do we know that it really happened? I mean, none of us were there on that very first Easter Sunday. None of us were there and saw it with our own eyes. And actually, a lot of people out there say, no, it didn't really happen. Jesus didn't die. A lot of people say that. A lot of people say that, no, Jesus' body was taken away. And the disciples, well, they pretended that he'd risen from the dead. So how can we know for sure whether Jesus really did rise from the dead? Do keep your Bible open, page 853. And here in this bit of the Bible, we're going to find five clues. We're going to be detectives with our detective hat on and a gigantic magnifying glass. We're going to be looking at the Bible and seeing if we can spot some clues that show that it really happened. So are you ready to be detective of the Bible? Are we ready to be Bible detectives, guys? Yeah, we are. Good. Well, keep your Bible open. Page 853. And the first clue that we're going to see is down there in chapter 15, verse 43. Parents, do help your children to follow along with what we're seeing in the Bible. So the first clue is down there in verse 43. So some people think that maybe the disciples, well, they were Jesus's closest friends. Some people think that the disciples snuck in and took the body of Jesus and hid it away and just pretended that Jesus had come back to life again. But have a look at verse 43 of chapter 15. And do you see what someone needed to have to take away Jesus's body? Do you see what was needed? There's that man there, isn't there? Joseph of Arimathea. And what did he have to have in order to ask for Jesus's body? He had to have courage. He had to be really, really brave to go and ask for Jesus's body. It was that scary for him. At the same time, what were Jesus's friends doing? We don't know it from this bit of the Bible. We know it from John's gospel. We know that they were being scaredy cats. They were so scared. They were hiding away. They were not brave enough to do anything. They locked the door and hid away. They were not brave enough to go and sneak in and take Jesus's body and pretend that he was still alive. So the first clue that we see is that asking for Jesus's body took a lot of courage, but the disciples were scaredy cats. That's the first clue. Let's go and have a look and see the second clue. So get your Bible magnifying glass and have a look down at verses 44 and 45. And we see there another clue. Some people think that Jesus didn't really die on the cross. I wonder if you've heard that from some of your friends or neighbors. Some people think that Jesus fainted on the cross and that when he had been taken down, well, he woke up again. A lot of people think that these days. But have a look at verses 44 and 45. And do you see the clue that we find there? Joe, if you go back, you won't tell people the answer. Just so it shows, just clue two. Thanks, Joe. Do you see the clue that we see down there in verses 44 and 45? Do you see what Pilate and the centurion were talking about? They were talking about whether Jesus really died. So Pilate had to ask the Roman centurion, who was a soldier, his job was to kill people and make sure that they were dead. Pilate had to ask the Roman centurion whether Jesus had died. And do you see what the centurion says there? He says that Jesus really was dead. So our second clue is that the expert, we thought about experts, didn't we? The expert says that Jesus really was dead. That's our second clue. Let's go and have a look and see our third clue. And it's down there. Let's take our magnifying glass. It's down there in verses 46 to 47. And here's a question. What if they had all made a terrible mistake? Have you thought about that? What if they'd made a mistake and they went to the wrong tomb? They found an empty tomb because it was someone else's tomb and there was no one in there in the first place. What if that's what was going on? What if they made a mistake about the tomb and Jesus was still dead? Well, have a look at verses 46 and 47 and let's see our third clue there. Do you see it? The two Marys and Joseph of Arimathea saw exactly which tomb Jesus was laid in. They didn't make a mistake. They knew exactly where the tomb was. So when they went back there on the Sunday morning and they saw an empty tomb, it was not that they'd made a mistake. So our third clue is that they know exactly where Jesus's tomb was and where the body should have been. Let's have a look at the fourth clue. The fourth clue is down there in verses 47 of chapter 15 to 16, verse 2. Have you ever wondered whether this was all made up stories? A lot of people think that, don't they? That all of this that we're talking about this morning is a made up story. And perhaps we wonder that sometimes as well. But here's the thing. Mark, who was the man who wrote this book of the Bible, he wanted the people who read this book the first time round to go and ask the people that were eyewitnesses to what had happened. Isn't that a really cool thought? We can't do it right now. We're 2,000 years too late to do this. But if we had lived 2,000 years ago, we could have found Joseph of Arimathea. And we could have said, did this really happen? We could have found Mary Magdalene. We could have found Mary, the mother of James. We could have found Mary, the mother of Joseph. We could have found Salome. We could have gone and found them and asked whether this really happened. They were the eyewitnesses. So if Mark was trying to pretend that Jesus rose to life again, well, he would not have put their names down because he would have not wanted them to go and be asked about whether it really happened. So that's our fourth clue. You could have, well, we can't, but if you were the first person to read this, you could have gone and asked whether this really happened. Let's see our fifth clue. Let's take our Bible magnifying glass and let's have a look at verses 3-4 of chapter 16. Have you found those verses yet? Some people think that maybe Jesus' friends, they snuck in, they rolled away the stone by themselves. They took Jesus' body and hid it, and again pretended that he'd come back to life when he hadn't really. But do you see the clue down there in verses 3-4? Do you see that clue? The entrance to the tomb was blocked up with a big stone, a stone that was so big that these friends of Jesus had no chance of moving it by themselves. That's the fifth clue. The stone was so heavy and it couldn't be moved by themselves. They wouldn't have been able to roll it out of the way and sneak away Jesus's body. So we've got five clues there. We've whizzed through them really quickly. Five clues, and they're all adding up to tell us something. They're adding up to tell us that Jesus really did die. They're adding up to show us that his dead body could not have been sneaked away. They're adding up to tell us that the friends didn't forget where the tomb was. They're adding up to show that those friends couldn't have got the body by themselves. And it adds up to say that none of this was made up. So when the women, they got to the tomb, what did they do? They saw that the stone had been rolled away and they went in and they saw that the tomb was empty. Well, empty, apart from an angel sitting there. Have a look down at verse 6. The angel said, "Do not be alarmed. Don't be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. He's risen. He's not here. Look and see where the dead body was. But he's not dead anymore. He's alive." The angel carries on, verse 7, have a look down with me. "Go and tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Jesus has risen. He's gone on to Galilee and you will see him there just like he said. And that's the sixth bonus clue. They did go on to see him. They saw him with their very own eyes. And we read about that in the other bits of the Bible about Jesus. We read that hundreds of people saw him, not just ones or twos, but hundreds of people saw him at different places and at different times. Jesus ate meals with people. He talked with people. He spent time with people. So we've got six clues, five clues here, and one bonus one. They saw him with their own eyes. At the start, we thought about that question, didn't we? That question was this: how can we know if something has really happened? Well, friends, we've got loads of clues, loads of evidence here that it really did happen and that Jesus really is alive, which is wonderful news. Absolutely wonderful news, because Jesus is really alive. It means that we really are forgiven. Because Jesus really is alive, it means that death really has been defeated. Because Jesus really is alive, it means that Satan and evil really have been conquered. Jesus really is alive, and nothing will ever be the same again. So six clues that show us that Jesus really is alive. So what do these people in our Bible do? What do the people in the story do? Do you see what they did? Have a look down at verse 8. They ran away amazed and terrified and astonished and happy. And they ran away to go and find Jesus. Jesus is alive. So how do you respond? That's a question that we need to answer for ourselves this morning. Jesus really is alive, but how will we respond? Maybe you want to go and find Jesus and say thanks. We're going to take a moment to do that in a moment. But maybe you still have some questions. Maybe you've looked at the evidence and you're still wondering. That's okay. It's okay to still wonder. But we need to come to a decision about this at some point. And we've got a couple of ways that we would love to help you to keep on looking at the evidence. We've got a pile of Bibles down here, a stack of free Bibles, which you can take, and you can take a magnifying glass and have a look at the evidence there. Those are free gifts, the best Easter gift that you will ever get. We're also putting on a group that's starting in a few weeks. I'll say a bit more about it at the end. That's called The World We All Want. That is a great way where you can come and bring your questions and look at more evidence about who Jesus really is. Six clues and one question. How will you respond? Well, at the start of the service, we said this. Let's say it again. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, musicians, if you'd like to come and get ready, we're going to take a moment just to think quietly, and then I'll lead us in a final prayer before we sing our final song. So a moment just to think quietly. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus really did die. And we thank you that he really is alive. Thank you that that changes everything. We thank you that we really are forgiven because he really is alive. Thank you that death really has been defeated because Jesus really is alive. Thank you that Satan and evil really have been conquered because Jesus really is alive. So we just want to say, Jesus, we thank you. And we love you, and we worship you. And maybe if we've still got questions, would you help us to keep on looking, for the evidence? And would you help us, if we're looking for that evidence, to find that you really are alive? Amen. Let's stand and sing.